This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know, I kind of feel like I'm in the middle of a little bit of a feud here with you and Chad. This is you're taking out your aggravations on Chad. Is that right?
That's kind of what this is about most Fridays. But with you in here, anybody else, I enjoy it a little bit more. There's some sense coming from that side of the studio where Chad just, you know, unless he just can't come up with any great argument because, well, let me rephrase. Unless he can't come up with any sort of rebuttal. Because the arguments from the committee, the resolutions from the committee are so stellar, he has to agree. But when he tries to fight back, it's just so weak and sad.
Yeah,
it's really it's depressing. The poor man has to end his week like that every Friday.
How long have you two been together again?
We are about 3.5 years now.
Okay, so you're still in the honeymoon phase.
A little bit. Let's start with this one today.
All right.
This was discussed. We had the committee meeting typically on Thursdays. We had a Tuesday this week, obviously, with the holiday. But we got together, and I wasn't sure I was on board with this one. But the vote passed it. I can see it. So we're gonna right. You know, you're a Mr. Sports fan.
Right.
We've got a bowl game on right now with the Armed Forces Bowl.
Yes.
We got a whooping happening. Texas State 27-7 over Rice right
yes.
now. We had a whooping yesterday with Indiana taking it
yes.
to Alabama big time. This is a new rule that the committee would like to put forward. I'd like to hear your thoughts on it. Fans that attend a game in which their home team gets absolutely drubbed should be entitled to either partial refund of the ticket price or a free or deeply discounted ticket to a future game. Here's the basis. If you go to, say, a Broadway show or a touring show, something like that, maybe you're down to the Orpheum in Minneapolis. You find actors are missing lines or out of pitch on the music, a piece of set falls down, something like that. Unacceptable. Unacceptable behavior. You didn't pay to see that kind of stuff. Well, I believe the committee feels the same should go for our sports and for our athletes who fail to do their jobs at the level you would expect when buying a ticket. These guidelines from the committee, by the way, will apply to all professional as well as now Division I college sports, because they're basically professional sports at this point.
They're getting
point.
Paid to play a sport.
Mm-hmm.
That is the definition of professional.
Exactly. Also, not just at a home game, but if you are a team or a college that has any hand in promoting some sort of, you know, flyaway thing, come, you know, watch us as we go play in New York City, you know, or to this bowl game, for instance.
Alabama fans.
Yes, exactly. We've got the fan trip set up. You'll sign up through these people. We'll charter you all over there. Have a great time. To spend thousands of dollars only to get your team crushed in a bowl game. Same rules apply for any fans that are traveling via a team-sponsored trip.
Am I wrong?
You want a guarantee is what you want.
I want a guarantee that there at least will be a competitive effort put forth by the team I am paying to see.
And how would you determine that? Like, do you determine, for example, that yesterday Alabama didn't put forth a competitive effort? When you lose
38 to 3, yes, you were not competitive.
I think the other team was just significantly better than them. I think that was the case. I mean, that's what I think. And, man, no, if you want to talk about it, when the Wolves played at Atlanta,
yeah,
that's one. That's one. In fact, they should be able, if they could give me those 2 hours left that I watched before I turned it off, because I had to leave. I mean, I was glad to leave, but I was actually watching it.
You spent 2 hours on
yes.
that trash.
Yes, because I've seen teams.
The Wolves didn't even spend 2 hours on it. They spent about 10 minutes.
No, yeah, and there have been people that have said, like, for example, when LeBron James would take a rest, like a lot of players, they do the maintenance in the NBA now, right? Which they're fighting that.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And I will say this, that a lot of players that are more thoughtful, like LeBron James, he would generally do that at home games because he wouldn't do it, especially at a game against if he's in the Eastern Conference where mm-hmm. he only comes in once a year.
Yep.
He's understanding that a lot of people come to watch him play, and he would do that. But as we know, legally, that's not the case. You have a right to see the game. You don't have a right to have a good game. You don't have the right to have the players you want to see in it. That doesn't guarantee any players. It says a group of players wearing Timberwolves uniforms will play a group of players wearing Hawks uniforms, and they will play a basketball game to conclusion. But you're saying that they should offer some sort of – I think offering a coupon for a future game might be a good idea.
I think a little goodwill.
Goodwill?
Yeah.
Ain't going to happen.
Of course it's not going to happen. The committee would like to see it happen. You're a lawyer. Let's get on it. Come on now.
I mean, if I get these things on my phone because apparently tickets must not be selling as well at Target Center. Say, hey, come to the game. It's only $10 tickets. Now, those we talked earlier in the show about the bowl, the lower bowl having less seats than the upper bowl. These are in the upper bowl, which, you know, you may as well stay at home and watch the games. I mean, it's really brutal up there if you've ever been to the upper bowl at Target Center. So, yeah, but I like the idea. I like the thought, even though it'll never happen. But, hey, the committee just says, I do like it. So you are not wrong.
You actually just brought something up to my mind. So I'm going to make an impromptu am I wrong right now.
Yep.
So my oldest kid, part of her gym class this year, there was a deal with the Wolves where you had to fill out a sheet. You exercise for a certain number of days and minutes throughout, I think it was the month of September. She had to fill out this chart, you know, on this day I did this, on this day I did that, turned it into the gym class, and she gets a free Wolves ticket.
Wow.
A $30, you know, ticket. I was hoping, she's never been to a Wolves game, so she brings this whole thing home a couple weeks ago, very excited. I get to go to a Timberwolves game, Daddy. Cool, let's go. This will be fun. Your first Wolves game. This will be awesome. I was assuming this $30 ticket voucher meant you could get a $30 ticket. Or perhaps if you wanted a better seat, you could get $30 off a lower bowl ticket, something like that. No. No. They're all in the upper tank. You have to sit in the upper tank at the ends. There's nothing, you know, center court.
So
even
you had
close.
To buy a $30 ticket for yourself.
So I had to, yes, get only the free $30 ticket and get the other one. So you're taking a kid to their perhaps very first game. She's a third grader. She's never been to a Wolves game. And she's going to see ants playing on the court. Timberwolves, do better.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong on this either. I think, but I mean, if there's, by the way, the Timberwolves have put in this new seating arrangement where if you're sitting there during the game, let's see, somebody leaves somehow. And, you know, I'm not going to do this. Somehow you could see, oh, someone's not sitting down there. You can go on some sort of an app and pay extra money and move up to that seat. So given the fact that they already have that in built in, they should be allowed to let you do that.
Hold on. Run that by me again.
So
you're during a game.
During a game.
You see somebody in, you know, row 5. They're heading out. You fill out the thing on the app, and you have to pay more to move up?
To move up, correct. You have to pay more to move up.
What kind of clown show is this?
That's right.
Well, you have to pay more during the game?
I don't. Well, you don't have to move up.
I understand, but they want that seat filled so they don't, you know, show them on TV that half of row 3 is empty.
It's like the Academy Awards.
You're doing them a favor.
Right, it's like the Academy Awards when the people get up to go, they have people that come in and sit in the seats.
The seat fillers,
which would be a great job, right?
I'd love the job.
That'd be great because you're at the Academy Awards and maybe you're sitting next to Robert De Niro or Meryl Streep.
And then Meryl comes back. Actually, I'm going to hold on to this seat for a while, Meryl. Just slide back.
I will tell you one of the great seat. I don't know if I told you this story before, but I was in California for a lawyers conference, and I stayed over an extra day, and the Yankees were playing the Oakland A's at the Oakland Alameda County
Coliseum. Yeah.
And I went and I took the BART over there and I bought the cheapest ticket you could, which was up in like Mount they call it Mount Davis in center field, terrible seats. Mm-hmm. But I got there really early because I had nothing else to do. So I go and I sit like in the sixth or seventh row, like behind the first base dugout. And I'm sitting right in the middle of the row. And people are starting to come in. I go get a beer. I have a beer. And then I thought, wait a minute. Because I was assuming that I was going to get kicked out.
Of course.
Well, all of a sudden, the whole row filled in. No one came to my seat. So I was done drinking beer because I knew I couldn't leave. Because I go to the bathroom and they go, where's your ticket stub? Well, it's up.
Yeah.
So that was the Derek Jeter game when he made that catch and made the throw at home plate.
Oh, the flip?
The flip, yep.
Wow.
Right in front of me. How about that?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so purely like. That's... So no, I don't understand how you know the person is leaving versus going to the bathroom or going to the concession stand. Maybe they click something up. I don't. But that's what I've been told this exists. I don't know that it does. I've never tried it.
Oh, so we may have just been spreading
fake
news. No,
I've read about it. I read about it. There's some way you can move up to unused seats in the middle of the game for a fee.
Okay.
All right.
We got talking at the committee meeting this week about stores, sales, you know, the holiday shopping mm-hmm. season, all sorts of things, and blah, blah, blah. Also, tricky sales tactics that stores like to employ. Now, the committee member, Ben, was sharing about going to one of the big local grocery store chains, sees a price tag of two for $6, whatever the item was. I don't remember the item, but two for $6. Oh, yeah, great, I'll get two of them. It'll be great. Gets home, his wife looks at receipt and says, well, these are $4.19. Well, it's $2 for $6. What do you mean? And she has to explain because apparently she does most of the grocery shopping. No, it's $2 for $6 if you have the membership. If you're, you know, get the rewards, if you're part of their rewards program and you punch in the phone number like that. He had no idea. So, well, I told him that's the sale price for that in small lettering.
So he spent $4.19,
$4.19 instead of getting each for $3, okay. It was $4.19 because he didn't punch in the phone number because he didn't know he had to do that for the membership. You know, it says on the price tag, you see him at $2 for $6 for members only. You know, in the tiny little writing, and it got me thinking about Cub, where I buy some of my groceries. The self checkout always used to, you know, verbally when you scan that or when you say, you know, I'm going to get going here. Scan your items or enter your phone number. Used to say it nice and loud. Remind me, oh, that's right, I got to put in my wife's number because she's got the rewards thing so I get the sale prices. They don't ask you that anymore. You can type it in. The little button's there if you see it, but if you're not paying attention. So I don't know how much money I've lost by not putting in the phone number because I'm not paying attention because they don't actually ask. Then I also got thinking of Target. Every time you check out at the self-checkout there, it always pops up, you know, the Target circle you can put in your phone number. Has anyone ever saved a nickel on Target Circle?
I don't. I never. I think people have. I don't. I just don't sign up for these things. Sadly, I don't know why.
I can tell you. I've done the research. No, they haven't.
Yeah.
Not one single nickel has been saved. And if you buy into the old adage of, you know, time is money. The amount of time I've taken over the last several years punching in my phone number, I've probably spent $40 in time and not received anything back. Case in point, this is all to say retail rewards programs, the biggest scam ever pulled on the retail consumer public.
Am I wrong?
As it comes to Total Wine, yes. Okay, I'm a Total Wine all the time.
I'm a member of their program,
and
too. They always ask the number.
I always punch in my number, and about every third or fourth time I go there, you have a $5 card. I said, take it off. Because I'm figuring, why would you save it? I could get hit in the parking lot and be dead.
Yes.
So as soon as I get $5 off, take it off.
Spend that $5 on the funeral now.
So I'd say three or four. Isn't that right? They always said, you want to punch in your number? And it's easy. It's right there. And man, I would say I get $5 off like every third or fourth time I'm there.
I don't think I've ever gotten $5 off.
I buy volume when I go. I like to drink vodka and I like to drink whiskey, okay? So and it doesn't go bad.
And we know the wife likes to drink wine
because
she needs to have wine when she sees Eddie Vedder.
She always buys one bottle at a time, and then it's like 10 o'clock at night. She goes, can you go get me one? I said, why don't you buy multiple? Because then I'll drink too many. I go, that's not my problem. So I'm always well-stocked, right? I go and stock it mm-hmm. so that I don't have to go there very often. So I've got a big, you know, cabinet of the stuff in there. Because you know what? When you have, like, company coming home, she goes, how many bottles of wine should we get? I said, as many as you want. You know what? It's not going to go bad, okay? You know, I guess wine could go bad if you waited, like, 8 years. We don't wait 8 minutes in our house. There's never been a bottle that wasn't finished. Okay.
You don't have a spot in the house now where you can just, you know, next time you have to go out, you can just get a case and
nope,
not
no,
tell her about
no,
it?
No, I have gotten to where I buy extra ones and I like hide them. So when she
yeah,
goes,
that's what I'm
so
saying.
When she goes, do you want to go out? I go, I'd look over there. So it was in our garage, and she goes, well, I don't like it out there because now it's cold. And it's, I'm going, you know, you're being a little so I've got to find a different hiding
just
spot.
Hide it under
so
her pillow.
So I buy
she'll
like three or
know.
Four, so then it's there when she wants.
Smart move.
Yep, smart move. All right, we'll take a break. Come back a little more. Am I wrong? It's the Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to eliminate ice dams with permanent solutions designed to protect your roof and home. 250 here at 830-WCCO. And we're back to Am I Wrong with Dave Harrigan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Saw this in the news yesterday or the day before. Apple announcing kind of quietly they're cutting production and eliminating nearly the entire marketing budget for the Apple Vision Pro, the virtual reality headset that came out, I think, just a little under 2 years ago. It was February 2024 is when they dropped that one. Cuts are coming, as you may expect, because sales have been rather tepid for the device. Might be even a kind word. The committee says huge win for America, huge win for technology lovers around the world. Apple may have much of the country suckered into being complete lemmings for all of their products. You got your iPhone, you got your iPad, your Apple Watch, your AirPods, your AirTags, everything else. But together, the United States of America, we have stood tall. We have united with a message to Tim Cook and Big Apple. You will not con the people of this great country to fork over $3,500. Yes, this thing was $3,500. And all it did was make you look like a futuristic dork.
So am I wrong?
No, but I don't even know what this is. What is this? Is this a virtual reality?
Yeah, it's the headset thing. You strap
the virtual
it around the
reality,
back
and you're like playing tennis or something.
I think you could do more than play tennis, but tennis was probably a part of it.
Yeah, no, it's. I got to tell you, I've never gotten. So I've had an iPhone from day one. Okay,
lemming.
I have no, but then they come up with the iPad, and I'm going, why do I need the iPad?
Because it's bigger.
Yeah.
It's a bigger
I'm sitting there going, that's an extra thing I'd have to carry on a plane. And then why do you have the Apple Watch?
Because then you can get everything on your watch, and then you can not really text with it well.
But my phone is always – I always have my phone with me, so I'm just the phone guy. That's it. It's nothing else. I don't want anything else.
No AirPods? No AirTags on the luggage?
No. But the luggage sounds like a good – why? No. The Apple AirPods, what do they cost?
Couple hundred bucks.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I get these. I have AirPods that cost me like $25, and they're great because you know all I do them for. I don't listen to music, and if I do, they're okay. I use it to listen to podcasts when I'm sleeping at night. When I put it in my one ear, I don't need $250 pods. I got $25 pods, and when I lose them, I go buy another pair set of $25 pods, and they work fine. I'm not an Apple guy. I don't know half the stuff to do on my iPhone. And in fact, the new iPhone that I got not that long ago has way more stuff going on that just confuses me. So I don't like lights up when I do stuff. It's just, and it's too big.
I think that's called the screen, Scott.
And it's the smallest one you can get, and it's still too big. So, yeah.
Like we should get you away from Big Apple. Can we move you on to the dumb phone?
No, I like
Can we go back to the flip phone?
No, I like that this phone, it's got all, I'll never run out of storage space on this phone. I've got like the most they got. It's my old phone. I used to be at 64, whatever it was. This is like 10,000 or something. You know when you pull the thing up and it gives you that little graph mm-hmm. of how much space you have? You can barely see my stuff. It's so far in there. I'm like 96% away from out of space.
What do you say? Are you a big photo guy?
Yes, with the grandbabies. Yes, I got photos. I got messages with photos on them. I don't know how to access them. I mean, they're all on there. No. I've got the iPhone with. I said, give me the most storage you got, and the whole problem is solved.
Mm-hmm.
If I want a picture, I can go try to find it. I agree with you. I'm not an Apple guy.
We were laughing because the member of the committee, Lauren, the other day walked into Target. In fact, just yesterday on New Year's Day, walked into Target, and you know they have the big display right as you walk in. You know the carts are here, and then the big display right there of maybe it's some clearance items or it's seasonal kind of stuff. Nothing but protein products. Nothing but, everyone's coming in with the New Year's resolution. They're going to eat well. They're going to lose weight. They're going to work out, do all the things. It was just protein palooza at the at the Target. And we had to laugh because all the people making their New Year's resolutions, you've got about 10 days before you quit. Let's be honest.
Yeah, am I wrong?
No.
10 days.
You're not wrong. There was a...
Most may have already quit, actually.
One of my clients one time was a gym. I saw a 24/7 gym where you could go and put your card
like
in.
Like the Anytime Fitness kind of thing?
Yeah, like that kind of thing. And their big season when they sell these memberships is when?
It's right now.
Right after Thanksgiving and right up through Christmas because people give them as Christmas gifts. And their whole computer system went down and they were robbed of that whole thing. So that was our claim.
Oh,
because how big of a deal it was. Yeah. We settled the case. We got them some money. So
you did?
Yeah, we did.
Good for you.
Yeah, we did.
Good for you.
I'm saying, yeah, it's a lot of people are. It's not going
to
stick.
Well, I think we just need to understand that we're a nation of quitters, or perhaps we're a species of quitters. We come with grand ideas. We bite off more than we can chew on literally everything in our lives, including New Year's resolutions of, yeah, well, this is the year I'm going to eat right. I'm going to get rid of sugar for the next 12 months. I'm not going to put a soda to my lips. I'm going to quit drinking. I'm going to eat nothing but cauliflower and kale. And then we realize, you know what? By January 3rd, this life stinks.
But I'll tell you, you and I have talked about this before because we always would get the RFK would be is food about all the bad food.
Yeah.
If you just eat.
That the president
if
eats.
If you eat like a pure, like a piece of chicken, or I mean, an actual protein, carbs, some good fats, and you just eat that way, you don't have to exercise.
Sure, you don't.
You will lose weight.
Yeah.
And you'll feel good. And you eat good food. You can eat a steak. You can eat all that stuff.
All those things.
Yeah.
And do we do it? No.
Because
fries taste delicious.
And also, it takes some work. You know, the easy food is the bad food.
Yes.
You have to actually prepare the food. You got to put it ahead of time. You got to defrost it. Yeah, and you just after a while, it just gets
sick. Yeah, and if you ever want to go out to eat, you're in trouble because you know what tastes really good? Butter on everything.
Butter's not that bad for you.
It's not. Also not that great for you.
It's not that bad for you.
You know, it's if you want to go out to eat,
it's not that bad
you can try to eat healthy. You can find ways. But you know what restaurants like to do? They like to make things taste good.
Yeah, they do.
They like to make things taste really good.
They do. They do.
Committee's done. I've given you 5 items. That's all I got. We got to wrap this up.
So we got Jason DeRussia coming up and then Matthew Collar.
Tough week for Jason. Thanks for showing up today.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be hard to follow that inspirational show that you two just dropped at the end of this thing. Everybody's failed. Anybody could lose weight. I'm so inspired. I'm inspired by
you
this.
You should be. You should be.
Everybody is.
You're Mr. Libya.
Can't we cheer
You've shown
for
it can
people
be done.
Who are trying to change their lives? Every day is a new opportunity.
Well, look at Jason. He's thin. He's thin.
Every day.
Listen to
yeah.
you.
I didn't have to.
Thanks, Tony Robbins.
That's no. right.
No, you got to just eat healthy.
It's going to be a whole show of platitudes for me.
Thank you for that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.